This is Scott Becker with the Private Equity and Business Update for April 28th, 2021. Here's three or four of the stories that we're following today. First, a special thank you to some of our guests on the Becker Private Equity Podcast last few days. Bob Garber from Severed Wire Ventures, tremendous success. Greg Kasserian, one of the founders of Chicago Pacific Founders. And then the two leaders from Live Oak Ventures, just magnificent success in the venture capital investment business and software as a service world. Here's the three stories we're following today. First, Google's revenues way up on a return of advertising. Google saw the revenues for the first quarter hit $55.3 billion, up 34% from a year ago. They also saw their profits grow to $17.9 billion. Google, or really the parent company's Alphabet, Google is 81% of the revenues of Alphabet. Alphabet by revenues is the 10th largest U.S. company. And sort of looking at where Google Alphabet fit in the 10 largest U.S. companies, I then looked up the five or six largest U.S. companies by revenue, and not surprising, but always interesting, Walmart's number one, Amazon's number two, Apple's number three, CVS Health is number four. That was probably the most surprising to me, just the growth of CVS, the merger that led them to be number four. Fifth was ExxonMobil, and then sixth is United Healthcare. So a fascinating mix. One of the things that's fascinating when you look at the world's largest companies and you look at this movement away from fossil fuels is how many of the 20 of the world's largest companies by revenues are actually fossil fuel driven, either auto companies or oil and gas companies or other types of mineral exploration companies. But a fascinating mix when you really look at who are the largest companies by revenue in the entire world, probably 12 to 14 out of the total of the 20 are in fact companies that are oil or gas driven, like Saudi Arabia Aramco, Sinopec in China, and so forth. And Toyota is one of the biggest 20, and just a fascinating mix of companies that are actually fossil fuel driven or auto driven. The next story that we're following today is similar to the Google story. Microsoft saw its revenue surge to $41.7 billion in a quarter, a 20% rise in revenues. Their cloud-based business is going great. Google's is not going that great, or Alphabet's not going that great. Microsoft's profit surged to $15.5 billion in the quarter. Microsoft is the 17th largest U.S. company by revenues, but showing the value of technology companies, it's the second most valuable by market capitalization after Apple. So Apple's number one in market capitalization. Microsoft's right about $2 trillion at $1.97 trillion, as we guessed, or something like that. They're number two. The again, a special thank you to four or five of the other most recent guests on our podcast. Chris Walsh, the founder of Marijuana Business Daily, the CEO there. Grant Jackson, the managing partner of Council Capital on his career and specialization. Ann McGeorge, legendary sort of leader in the healthcare and private equity space. Liz Hudson, a terrific guest always. Those are four of our most recent guests on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Again, thank you to our guests. Thank you for listening to the Private Equity Business Update for April 28th, 2021. If ever interested in appearing on the Private Equity Podcast, please reach Scott Becker either by LinkedIn or 773-766-5322. Thank you.